Someone asked me if he's allowed to pray for a non-Jew, for the health and well-being of a non-Jew who is sick. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Siman Kufnan Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph, Asher Litein Matnas Chim Lo B'Kuchavim, Shein Makir. One is not allowed to give a gift to a non-Jew, just with nothing in return. The Shach writes that even though it says Obe Kuchavim, it implies even to... it's not limited to star worshippers. It says even it means non-Jews. It's lafuk. It's even a Yishmaeli, even someone from Yishmael, even a Muslim. And this is so why say over kachavim lafuk ger toshav delo. So ger toshav. So maybe ger toshav is someone who keeps the shemitz bnei Noach, according to one opinion. So for those people, you can give them gifts, but your regular non-Jew, you're not allowed to do that. And the Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, the concern is, that if you are giving free gifts, it shows affection or at least more than casual acquaintance, which could lead to learning from their ways. Now, the Darchei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Kotel Chav Tes, says that if a non-Jew did a favor for a Jew, he was kind to a Jew, then when the Jew mentions the non-Jew, let's say the non-Jew passed away, he has to say Zichron Livracha. He should say, may his memory be for a blessing. In other words, this whole issue about Lo Techaneh when it comes to the non-Jew, the concern is learning from his evil ways. But if the non-Jew was kind to the Jew and he did favors for him, then you can certainly mention him favorably. And he cites the Rav Chaim Palansh, the Shut Chaim Biad, where he said, where the Jew was asked about he had a non-Jew who was a merchant, a partner with him, or he worked with him, and he did a lot of good for the Jew, and now he's sick. Can the Jew pray for him? And he said, yeah, of course the Jew can pray for him. And he gave this as an example. He cites what Mordechai did for Achashverosh when he heard about the plot of Bigson and Teresh. And so he feels that, and also the Sefer Chassidim seems to say it's permitted to pray for the non-Jew as well. The Stechemed also addresses this question, writes that it's certainly permitted to pray for the well-being and good health of a non-Jew whose deeds are righteous. The Ravad Yosef in Yechaveh Das, Chilek Vav Simon Tes, was asked from a Ger Tzedek, from a righteous convert. He said, is he allowed to pray for his father, who's a non-Jew, that Hashem should heal him? And he also asked the second part, is he allowed to say Kaddish for the non-Jew? But regarding our topic, the first part of this question, can the convert pray for his father, the non-Jew? So first of all, Rav Avadya Yosef says that maybe the prohibition of Lo Techaneh is only for actual idolaters, and a Muslim is not an idolater, and even a Christian may not be an idolater. Because a non-Jew, according to some Rishonim, a non-Jew, lo husharu b'nei Noach al shituf, that they're not prohibited to believe in this notion of the Trinity. Jews are forbidden, but non-Jews, it's not considered a avodah zarah for a non-Jew. And then the Rav Avadya Yosef points out that if the non-Jew, if he recognizes a non-Jew, he's mechaside umos olam, he's a wonderful person, he observed the Shemitz Bei Noach, and certainly you can pray for him. And he says also, if you see that there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, he says maybe even it's possible that if you, through your prayer, the person's healed, he will convert. And he cites about how Elisha the Navi healed Naaman from his tzaras, because of that, he became a Ger Tzedek, according to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. And bottom line is, Rav Avadya Yosef also thinks you can permit, you're certainly allowed to pray for a sick non-Jew who's sick, that he should live. And so it seems again that many Achronim hold that it's not a problem to pray for a non-Jew. Rav Yosef even says, well, if Hashem doesn't think it's a good idea, then Hashem won't listen to your prayers. But certainly it's a nice thing to pray for someone, especially someone who does good, especially someone who has done favors for you. Because again, the whole issue of Lot Chanem is you might learn from his evil ways. And here's someone who's done very wonderful things, so you certainly are allowed to pray for him.